They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, and this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, right. The whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?
Boy.
You see?
Right.
Shaved.
How you doing?
Is a magazine I'm not too familiar with. But again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that... that they go into in this picture
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a tropical plant or some underwater
yeah.
thing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nice stroke, Mags.
Tropical. It was all very queer. But queerer things were yet to come.
How are you with that, Regis? You okay with that?
Well, let's see.
Right.
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
What else do we believe in?
What about the vagina?
Oh! Right, we believe in that.
Vagina!
Oh. Regis?
I'm about to bring my rubbers.
And you use rubbers when?
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
Right. She likes that.
Well, let's see.
Let's see. Well, then. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Melvin Mainway Toy Company. How you doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
You forgot to mention two of our most popular children's products. You got your bag of nails and your bag of glass.
Yeah. Melvin Mainway.
Yeah, you're right.
Mainway
Don't
Children's.
Don't forget me.
Try not to.
Yeah, Aykroyd.
And let me just play the other side.
Okay.
You know, as long as we're on this loving Dan Aykroyd, let's all remember Caddyshack 2.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Would you suck the poison out?
Yuck. Yuck.
Yeah. You logged the whole movie, didn't you?
Yeah.
I never have. I have never watched. I have seen tiny little segments of it. I have never watched it in its entirety, ever. Ever in my life, I have never seen Caddyshack 2. Just putting food on the table.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to drink a big soda that was just made of the most fecal stuff from the bottom of the ocean, just and pureed with Dan Aykroyd's face on top of it. That's it. It's a heartburn that's not gone away.
Two wow. words for Caddyshack too, Jackie Mason.
Saw it in the theater. Saw it in the theater,
stayed,
okay?
Stayed with you.
Stayed, yes.
Were we working together when that came out?
Yes, yes.
That's why I remember you coming in from seeing it and you actually...
covered with vomit.
You actually went on about it and on and on and on.
I was waiting for something good.
Made an impression. And wasn't that the trailer to Would You Suck the Poison Out?
Yep.
And that was it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike, we're both here. Hi.
How many years have you guys been on the air in Sacramento?
I don't know. 10, 11, 12, something like that. Maybe more than that.
Three.
100.
That's 2.5 years.
That's since the beginning of time.
I believe we've been on in Sacramento since this program has been syndicated.
That'd be 1964.
Well, yeah, right.
Shortly
what,
after.
About 94, 95.
Are you writing a paper for class, son, or can we help you out?
Well, no. All I was doing was just... Because you're leaving,
yes.
As you say, you're going away, and it was just like, all right, wanted to talk to you at least one time.
Okay, well, you got plenty of time, though, for these calls. Well, let's have it today. As long as we're having it today, let's have it
Not
today.
Not in this guy's case.
Let's have it today. Hi there.
Well, you want me to eject?
I'll miss you, friend.
No, he was just giving you permission to right. stay.
Go ahead.
Was just, I've loved the show for years.
Thanks. Much appreciated. Seriously.
And You guys have been great.
That's why the very last thing that I say will be my home phone number. Those will be the last words that I
kind of your so. Version of taking calls in your office, right?
Yes, yeah, so everyone can continue just to call me.
That's
whenever
great.
You want to talk. So be listening for that on the last day.
Okay. All right, well.
Okay.
I wish you the best, Don.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Much appreciated.
See? He got his wish.
There you go. I hate it when it gets emotional like
more
that.
More to come.
Yeah.
More of those tributes to come.
I'm tearing up.
I know. So I'm getting all cloudy myself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, going back to earlier in the show, when that douchebag nerd called about Kathleen Turner. You know, when my friends and I, we always thought that you could just call people douchebag, nerds, retards, as long as you follow it up with, bless his heart. You can say whatever you want about anybody.
I like that.
But anyway, bless his heart that. And bless I.
I'll tell you, I picked one up from my son that he's picked up down south.
All right.
What is it? Christ. I just had a gigantic brain fart.
It was on the tip of your tongue.
It was something like. Brain.
Come on, you Alzheimer's patient. Bless your heart.
I'm going back earlier to the show because I just started listening to you guys about a month ago, and you just
me
are
can't
so crazy
remember.
Funny. But Don sound, I thought he sounded like Danny Bonaduce the first time I started listening. Then I'm like,
that's
no,
a
he
wonderful
sounds like
compliment. Thank
Foghorn
you.
Leghorn, and now
thank
nailed
you.
It. It's Kathleen Turner. You sound like Kathleen Turner.
Oh, and the compliments keep coming, Mike.
Hey, I'm from the same town as Larry the Cable Guy here in Lincoln, Nebraska. So
that's
I love
great,
listening.
Honey.
To yourself.
Wonderful. All right. Thank, nice. Thank you.
Hey guys.
Thank you. Thank you for
bye.
All of the compliments.
Thanks, Connie. Bless
so
your heart.
Welcome.
My head is swelled.
Bless your heart.
She meant well.
She did have one contribution. I'm going to do that.
Now I know what it is.
This is Southern colloquialism.
My sense is love him to death.
Oh, God.
And that's he'll say, Dad, I got a buddy.
Oh, and that's what you say right before you're going to torpedo somebody.
Love him to death.
Love him to death, but man, he smells like somebody's diaper.
Yeah, but this is the guy that rolled himself in manure and ran across, you know.
Yeah.
Love him to death,
love
Dad.
Him to death,
sure.
But he is as dumb as a box of cotton balls.
Definitely Southern.
I had a brain F-A-R-T, man.
Love him to death is a term used probably
on
a daily basis in the restaurant business.
Really?
Love him to death. Love him to death,
Hank's
but I
look around cafe.
Love him to death, but I will not let him slice the corned beef again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don,
yes.
Did you ever think that? And I'm going back to yesterday's conversation, but did you ever think that maybe Mike and Buzz didn't call you about your newspaper article because they really are upset that you're leaving the show, and this kind of made it official?
Well, no, they've known, and I'm sure that
yeah,
they. I'm sure.
Know.
Listen, we've kind of moved past that now.
Yeah, but let me just say
well,
to the, hold it. Let me just say to the young lady, bingo.
Bingo.
All right, I get what Mike's bing.
It's right up into that moment.
Mike is bing, right. Yes. He's not telling
right
the
up,
truth.
Right up into that moment.
Being funny.
We weren't sure.
I didn't realize your article was also in the Mexican version of the Post.
Yeah, I'm bilingual. Listen, I'm going to miss you, but I'll
thank
continue
you,
with Mike.
Thank you, love. Bye-bye. Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
Goodbye.
Back to the dusting.
Nice lady.
And all you do is say to that, bless her heart.
Oh, that's right.
Love her to yeah. death.
I love her to death.
Love her to death, bless
I
her
love
heart.
Her to death, but we got to build that wall.
they're doing it electronically.
Love her to death, but McCain's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, this is Kathleen Turner.
Hi, this is Kathleen Turner.
I just wanted to say, I was so pleased that you were Mrs. Rubinson when you did the graduate, and I love your meatloaf.
I tell you, I'm so upset you're leaving, Don. Very upset.
Is this going to be another person that says something that's like a roundabout, put down, roundabout, but you're not really making a point?
I have a drinking problem, okay?
I have a drink. Okay, there you go. Another one
I
of my
love fans. Bye, guys.
Oh, that's your heart. I love it when she calls. Love her to death.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Do you ever watch people using real heavy equipment?
Oh, God, I'm hungry.
When I was a young boy, I wanted to watch them all the time.
Well, you know, it is snack time, is. Sir Roberts.
I remember a time not
Rogers.
Very long ago when I went to see my friends, the Leonards,
yes.
And they let me try their real back Mexico.
Did you cook for them?
See their high lift.
Did you cook for them?
We've heard these. We're hungry.
Oh, thank you.
We are hungry.
I was just making some popcorn.
Thank you. And where's that bitch that delivers our popcorn?
You know the one.
Joe Negri.
No.
No.
That's a guy.
No.
Charles R. Aber.
No, this was a woman.
No, the bitch.
Mr. McFeely.
No, she had a title of some kind. It was like a royalty title.
Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine. Yes. That's the one.
There he is. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Love you to death.
He has a goodbye tape, finally.
Hello. Bless his heart.
Don and Mike show.
Hello.
He's a good soul. He means well.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What do Rob Spiewak and Mr. Rogers have in common?
Oh, come on. Is this a joke, or are you making a haiku or some sort of a statement?
Some sort of statement. They're both played out.
Played out.
Wow, that's way harsh.
But now, are you talking about the soundboard guy, or are you talking about the actual Mr. Rogers, who is played out?
No, the
dead.
Soundboard guy. The soundboard guy can't get it together. Uh-huh. He's never on time. He does the hungry thing way too late. Get over it. Come up with something new.
Well, why are you working poor Rob Spiewak into that?
Yeah, how'd you bring Rob into it?
Because Rob Spiewak gives nothing to the conversation at this point.
How can I improve?
You know what? That is a good strategy.
I'm
writing that one down.
Let's all agree that I suck. But if you've got the solution.
I give you a math problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I forgot it.
Hey, but wait a minute. I want you to answer Rob's question. How can he improve?
You can improve by untying your tubes.
See, no, seriously.
All
he can do.
And I don't have anything to bring.
This man is a pretender. You do not want to box with him.
You go get Ben.
You know, those are registered weapons you've got hanging at the end of your arm.
That's right.
You don't want to box with that guy. With him.
I tell you, that in this segment, I have gotten love him to death. Bless your heart. And how can I improve? I'm taking all those home.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Is it me?
That's an instant disqualification. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Calling
from Ocean City. I was just wondering, is the only way to get you out here on the internet now?
Internet.
I think we're on AM. AM, buddy. AM. Yeah.
1-300 AM.
AM 960.
That's what I've been listening to. Now some sports store, sports show on there now. Again.
Well, there must be some breaking sports news.
Uh-huh. Ah, man. All right.
Breaking news.
Holler.
Have to get on the old internet.
Right.
Holler at you.
Bless your heart.
He misses us.
I love him to death.
He misses us.
I love him to death, but I swear to God, when he walks across that street, I hope the bus is going a little faster than it did last time. I'd like to see that bus knock him on his ass.
I'd like to die. I'd like to die. But win me a lottery ticket.
Like to fall out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're going to buy me a Mercedes. Hello.
Maybe we could talk all night.
It's another Meatloaf guy, like 2 hours late.
Thank you. Five Hat Paradise on the dashboard lights in my head all day.
Well, thank you for sharing your selfish moment with us.
But you sang 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I know. I just wanted to put a different song in your head. Thank you.
It's revenge.
Oh, bless your heart.
It's a revenge call.
How about this song? I love all the listeners that have called.
I like to fall out.
Hello, Don Mike show. Bless your pee-picking heart.
Bless your pee-picking heart. Hello. I love that one.
Love
hey, Don.
You to death. What's up?
I want to know if you're going to have a going-away party at the Look Around Cafe.
Exactly. That's exactly my plan.
With hats and streamers. And it's going to last for months. Every Wednesday. Well. For now, Tuesday. Just Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday.
Every Tuesday night.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Sign already done. It's a big sign that says giant letters, B-U-H-B-Y-E.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. How you guys doing?
Very well. How about you? We don't care.
Good. Hey, I got a question.
Oh, that slipped out, didn't it?
Well, love you to death, but we don't care.
That was out loud. Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, have you seen that Arby's commercial where they're skinny dipping? The guy sees his woman naked, and then he thinks of a roast beef.
Hold on a second. Where do you live?
I'm sorry?
Where do you live?
Iowa.
Iowa.
Okay, well, right. Do we have some sort of special translator? I believe I've seen the ad you're talking about. What about it?
I just thought it was funny that he looked at his woman naked and thought of a roast beef sandwich.
Especially if it was rare, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Have you, all right, guys. How do you like your roast beef? Medium, well, or rare?
I get sloppy.
Sloppy.
Right. Sloppy with mashed potatoes.
Hey, can I ask you a question and see if you can really keep along with the code here? Would one go? Because I don't think he gets it either.
I don't think he does.
Where would one go? Well, first of all, what city in Iowa? What's the biggest city in Iowa you're near?
Iowa City.
All right. Where in Iowa City would one go if good one question. Just wanted to look at some good roast beef? What would be the name of a place that would serve up some good roast beef?
Good question.
It's called the Field House. It's a bar with a bunch of...
We're wrong. He gets it.
You rock, sir. You get the joke from Iowa.
I thought he was going to say Piggly Wiggly.
Big applause for you.
You got it.
You put me in a good mood.
You understand. Yes.
When all in right. Iowa City, go to the Field House.
Exactly.
Check out the roast beef.
On the hoof.
The Field House. Who was that stripper, Mike? What was her name?
Oh, you mean the one we're talking roast beef?
Yep.
Well, are we talking about Jimmy's bachelor party?
Yep.
Randy, R-A-N-D-I. But that was not the reference for Randy.
What was Randy's reference?
You really want to know?
Now, this was a stripper that we had at my brother's wedding, right, when my brother got married on the show.
Black Snake. Thank you. Thank you.
Wasn't there another stripper who was Rose?
Well, there have been many.
Oh,
and
sure.
There have been varying degrees of it. But I believe that...
Susie? Breast wishes, Susie? Well, maybe so.
But we've talked about... we've referenced that in general when talking about that.
The roast
More
beef.
Than once. Yes, the roast beef.
You know, it's like a party platter.
Right.
Right.
You know, when you make your own sandwiches, you got a little rolled up roast beef there.
Deli style.
You know what was a great gag you two used to play on each other when we'd eat lunch?
What gag?
When you'd sneak pictures... pornographic pictures into each other's deli sandwiches, and then wrap them back up. So when you opened them up, we'd be getting ready to watch All My Children.
Right.
And you'd open them up, and you'd be around, like, Miss Bobby and Ann Tier.
Except it got where it wasn't porno. It was, like, scat stuff.
Yeah, it got really bad. But
evil.
It was still a wonderful gag.
We would sit
around a table with the business manager for the radio station, having our lunch, watching a soap opera. And as we'd be going through the newspaper... Just in the middle of it.
There'd just be the most foul pornography one could ever envision.
Some guy eating some other guys, you know what.
Right.
Or early enough, I've seen it wrapped in your sandwiches.
Yeah.
Where you'd undo the white paper.
Yeah, but the regular thing was to put it in like business papers and stuff like that.
More sanitary.
I mean, there was just so much. At the other place, we did that crap, too.
And BH would say, what are you laughing at?
Nothing, just a rare roast beef, baby.
Rare roast beef.
Hello,
the Field House in Iowa City.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great.
My Italian mother could get away with saying anything she wanted bad about someone, and at the end she'd say, it's such a sin.
That's a good one, too. That might be better.
That's pretty good.
It's such a sin. And it'd be, and she would be saying horrible things. That's so Irish, too. That's and I know she's Italian, but that's an Irish thing.
Here's how that works.
You trash somebody in your family.
Joe is so stupid. Joe has not screened one call correctly today. Everything we tell him to do is wrong.
It's amazing that he can even lace his boots up every day.
It's such a sin.
God forgive me.
That's it. And it's always kind of like back and forth, you know? Yeah. Bunch of Italian old ladies sitting around going there, you know?
It's such a sin.
You see Gina down the street. Gina. She got pregnant. She's 16 years old. She knows all these boys. She has them coming over to the house constantly. What does she expect? It's such a sin. Like that absolves it, you know?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Makes it religious.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, very well.
Don, before you leave, will you please have another strip trivia?
No.
No!
The last one was good. That last one was good. That was a MILF strip trivia.
Oh, I'd hoping to get naked for you guys one last time.
Oh, I understand. Well, you know, we always could do the all-male version.
That can still be
arranged. Or you could simply come in and take your clothes off. Because, you know, there's nothing we like better on this show than a man coming in and stripping for us.
Yeah, come on down.
Hey.
Let's see what you got.
Maybe you can strip at the bye-bye party.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Buzz. Hello, Don.
Hello.
When Don leaves, Mike, are you going to have Robert King Rommelman and Dennis and Tom Cavanaugh as co-hosts every other day?
Yes, and they're all going to be stripping. They're going to be stripping naked.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's such a sin.
Right?
It is such a sin.
God forgive you.
With Dennis, you would definitely, if you were commenting, now hold on, if you're commenting on, like, his arm, you wouldn't go such a sin. And that way you would go, God bless him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Would you say that afterwards?
I think Dennis would get it, God bless him. Uh-huh. Robert the Angry Mailman would get it, such a sin.
What is Tom
and Tom
Gavin,
Gavin would get bless his heart.
Yeah.
Love him to death
and bless his heart
right.
for Tom.
Both.
Tom might get this. Tom might get the double whammy, which is like God's punishment or God. You know, I've heard it said something like, well, God has to do something to show us that there are repercussions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Bless Tom's soul.
That's right.
God shows us why we're blessed to have the lives that we have. Why, look at Tom Gavin.
Such difficulty figuring out even the simplest problems, yet such a temper. It's such a sin.
He bears a burden for most of us. Bless
such
his heart.
A sin. Let me see. Robert the Mailman, Tom Gavin, Dennis. Robert the Mailman, love to have him on. Let me see. Tom Gavin, you can't keep him away if you try. Mm. Dennis Murphy.
Dennis.
You have to honor certain people's wishes. The boycott will continue.
And Homo Joe. It's a sin.
It's just such a sin.
Well, right. Read the Bible.
Love him to death.
Read the Bible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love him to death, but yeah, God hates fags.
He will love you to death.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, literally.
Love him to death.
Literally, he'll love you to death. God bless him.
And it is such a sin.
Bless his heart.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
I'll be a monkey's ass. Okay, enough. Hold on. Something that's very Elvis-like but has nothing to do with Elvis.
Hmm.
How will that be when we come back from a break?
That doesn't sound like a sin, man.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Elvis Presley, love him to death.
Hey, that's a sin, man.
Yeah, in this day and age, you can't even see him.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.